pretty good.
Blog Talk Radio.
To do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't they open any letters if it's with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just shift the blame. Kids getting off a murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence seems to be the only thing you respect. I watch new scripts today. Always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs. Some mothers and the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon for the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city.
they cut the brotherhoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines bust.
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Blood red fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but she'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. See any goals, finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they wanna
sign
and touch us
on
the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Keep on. yeah. Don't go and talk about my father. You know that God is my friend. I'd like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio, Sunday episode, and we're here in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C., and as a potential fair city, yet another day with injustice in D.C. is intolerable, yet we're here at Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we're rocking us some Black Power Radio this evening, whether you're in your smartphone mood, your dumb phone, your some on the Android paranoid, and whether you came in through your Facebook with no look and Twitter glitter, LinkedIn linked out with Instagram with no ham. We're here at Black Power Radio. Glad you came. You could have went to the Tiger Woods tournament tonight. Oh, you didn't make it to Augusta, Georgia. Get your green jacket. But you're here at Black Power Radio. We're happy to be here yet again on another episode of Black Power Radio. Tonight we'll talk about the bid for Haiti. We've had a week of our sisters and others with our brother Jamie Lukma, with brother Big Warrior, with our sister, the Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, and the Empress Filet. Others have been to the United Nations. Within this week, we're going to get an update on all of that and more when we hear from you here at Black Power Radio. You can call us tonight at 515-605-9889 right here at Black Power Radio. Again, I am Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we're rocking coast to coast and around the world with Black Power Radio. We have some calling it tonight from Haiti, and we have our translator online live speaking in English, French, and maybe a few other languages. Our National Minister of Justice is in Los Angeles at the moment, but she's been in Florida and Atlanta and Washington, D.C., New York, some call it New York City, but nevertheless, she's in Los Angeles tonight. And we want to welcome to the airways our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, who will break out the information and bring you the update on the bid for Haiti and what has transpired in the last 2 weeks. Power to the people and Black Power. Welcome to Black Power Radio, because what? You're live on Black Power Radio. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
It is. Oh, power to the people. Yes, ma'am. Indeed, yes. A pleasure to be here. Everybody, Miss Tiger Woods over the weekend, don't feel bad alone. We got some juice for you tonight at Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Right on. Thank you so much, Shaking on my floor. It is the tension takeover. That's right. Haiti has been on the eyes and ears on every white stone media out here, and black as well. So on March 11th, you had Ariel Henry, who decided to resign because the people had enough. You see the arm lengths of gangs in the street, so they want you to believe. But what is the real issue with Haiti? Right here on Black Power Radio, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to break down the exact reason why Haiti is going through what it's going through as far as self-determination. Why is it that to this day that we cannot see an established government for Haiti? That we have yet to see. So this year's election is going to bring forth some new blood. Now, how will it be here in the States? We have yet to see. But one thing we know for sure, that Haiti wants to have its own government. There really is no bones about that. So in honor of Haiti, I want to play a little bit of Wyclef Jean in honor of Lady Haiti. Get your bun on, cousin. Get your beans and rice. Lady Haiti, my God, she's been through a lot since 1791, on the brinks of revolution, tired of the French beating our asses, boy, I tell you. When we thought that slavery in America was brutal, Haiti had it 10 times worse. So the Constitution, so it is one of the founding factors of Haiti. And in the second hour, I will read to you the original Constitution of this free Black Republic with Jean-Jacques Dessalines at the helm and Henri Christophe. 1805, it rang the first document that really resonated with Haiti. On that document, one of the most important pieces that we read would be Article 12. And it states, should I tell you now? Oh, no. We'll wait till the second hour of the show. But we want to hear from our listening audience. If you're calling on in, if you have any opinion concerning Haiti, we want to hear from you. What is your take on what you think Haiti is going through right now?
All right, our lines are packed tonight, and we're rumbling. We've got our brother on standby, our second media backup in New York City. We have Brother Mo is live, and we're going to live enough. Got about 5 or 6 we're going to bring up Brother Mo to get this dialogue started. Brother Mo has been with us all week, and we want to talk to him in New York City. He's in Brooklyn, and you can talk Black to us, Brother Mo. You're right online.
You referring to me, Shay?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's you, beloved.
Yeah.
You're live in Brooklyn. It's the only live Mo we got. Come on and talk Black to us tonight.
Give me a minute.
Okay. We will be able to get Black with you. We got a line full. We're going to get another brother in Brooklyn. Oh, no, he's in Harlem. We got Big Warrior, and we'll get right Black to Brother Mo as he sets up his studio in New York. We're here with Brother Big Warrior is live on Black Power Radio, and you can talk Black to us at this moment. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Jeff African, and the name is
All
New
right.
World.
Power to the people.
And, let the people heal something, y'all. There will be there will never be peace on earth as long as white folks are here. My thing is very simple, and it's just raw truth. If you don't like raw truth, find another station. I said, take it all back, make it all black. We're going to make it when we take it all back, Sammy. Take it all back, make it all black. We can make it because we take it all back just like that. And don't play games about this.
Like,
I'm telling you, there is no such thing as good white people. What exists is way too many dumbass niggas who believe in stupid stuff. The devil has lied since he crawled out the caves. He ain't just about to start. Wrote over 300 treaties with Native Americans and never kept one. What makes you think this devil has any integrity now? His children are worse than he is. They just fresh devils. So you got old devils, fresh devils. A devil is a devil is a goddamn devil. Call a devil what they are and know this. They don't know how to tell the truth. It ain't them. Some of us, because of our association with them, we don't know how to tell the truth either. And this is what we got to weed through. So for you church niggas, I ain't going to play no games with this. For you church niggas, if you want to pray, here's your prayer. Ask the Creator to remove evil from the planet. If a few niggas got to go, so be it.
Black power. Black power. All right.
You gotta stop pulling
well, we live, you know. Harlem is lit tonight, especially in
really
yes, sir. Well, I want to say
here
this for the
black
Christians. Look here. Just remember this sad nigga phrase. Dare before the grace of God go out. What if it was your butt over the fire barrel? So keep in your minds and hearts Haiti, South Africa, Somalia, and all the other tormented nations that have been under these devils' torment and tyranny since your ass been on the planet. Now, what if it was you? So keep your mind on them. Keep your heart, your prayers, and your money if you can, because they need our help. And again, I say, dad, before the grace of God, go out. What if it was you? What if it was you? I mean, for real. Are you comfortable, niggas, sitting your ass up here, buying limos and Rolls Royces and channels, blowing your money like a goddamn fool all the damn time, while our people are dying in the streets, you cold-hearted devil? You know better than they are. And if that's the way you live, your God ain't worth a damn, and neither are you.
My.
Well,
you
must
stop right,
turning your head to the children. Make these devils accountable. And never forget this one simple slogan. It's an acronym. N-S-O-L-O-M. Insalam is an acronym, but it's an accurate acronym. It stands for No Statute of Limitations on Murder. Just because these devils wrote a constitution, and then include your humanity does not mean you're not human. You're God's child. You're more human than they are. That's why they call themselves mankind. You are man. They are mankind. That's a kind of a man, like kind. Jewish. Yeah, that's right.
Kind of like a man. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know, kind of like a in the shape of a man. Yeah, it's like a piece of manure in the shape of a man.
Great.
Because they said their Holocaust was the worst. Yeah, they said their Holocaust was the worst ever recorded. Well, ours wasn't recorded. And ain't no way. I'm not questioning to the Jewish. I said, now, you said it was the worst, then why the hell did you come out from under yours and participate in ours? Then that means you're a bigger devil, then you're just as big a devil as the rest of the devils. So call the devil
a devil by any other
and
name.
Say no words about sports.
It's still a goddamn devil.
Call
the
spade a spade. That's
like
right.
Power. Now I want to reach across.
Stephen Fetcher said, I just called a house a house and a shoe a shoe. He was supposed to be illiterate, but the man sounded like a genius to me.
Black power. Okay, we're gonna reach across. We're gonna reach out to Los Angeles and pick up Sister Tanisha's on that west side in Oaktown, and we're gonna pick her up if she's there live. Welcome to Black Power Radio, Sister Tanisha. Are you there? And open it up, break it on down, break it on down. Sister Tanisha on 628-628. You're live on Black Power Radio. She's there. Tanisha on the west side. If not, we can keep it live. Go right back to the East Coast. Tanisha, she live on Black Power Radio. Okay, she there. She's coming to the line, on the line, sideline, side barring. We're going back to D.C. and pick up our beloved sister that's live right here in the studio with us at Black Power Radio. Let me make sure that she's live, that her mic is live. We got the Queen Empress, Sister Janae is in Washington, D.C. at 240. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Yes, I'm here.
Black Power.
Hello,
Black Power. DC is in the air. Black Power. Black Power. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power. Yes, Black Power. We are on the line tonight talking about some Sankofa. You better get your tickets.
April 6th. Right around the corner, folks.
That's right. Two more weeks. We're doing it here in Washington, D.C. for the Sankofa. This is our third Sankofa International Conference. We've got so many distinguished guests coming. We got Queen Mother Pamela Smith coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. We got Reverend O.J. Varma coming from Florida. We got Brother Alpha Kawabo coming from the U.K., We got so many people coming. We have an African king from Ghana. We have queens from Zimbabwe. I think just about every country in Africa will be represented at the Sankofa International Conference. And people are asking what to expect. Expect a family reunion without a funeral. That's what we're going to do. We're going to expect Black
accidents.
Your long-lost cousin or your brother or your friend. The doors of the church are going to be open, okay? We're going to fellowship, we're going to stand cold for, we're going to get to know each other. We're going to spread love to one another over the continents, and we're going to share information. We're going to get some passports. We're going to get some traveling gear together, and I've already been invited to come to Ghana. I've been invited to come to Angola. I've been invited to come to all of these different countries.
Come on.
To represent you all as your ambassador from the United States to Ghana and some of these other countries. So just bear with us. Come to see us at the Sankofa International Conference. And we will explain to you in more detail what it's about, because the revolution will not be televised. I repeat, the revolution will not be televised. It's happening in back doors and in small places and speakeasies, and we walk in quietly and gingerly now, but we walk with expedition. We are expediting our mission. We are expediting the connections that we have. We have bridged the gap. We ain't trying to bridge no gap. We have bridged the gap all over the continent for those of you that want to go and repatriate. For those of you that want to go and visit other countries, you're going to have a friend, an ally, a comrade at arms, because we are at war. When you travel in this country, you're at war. Something happened to you. Your baby get missing. Who you going to call? What you going to do? These are the types of things that we need to be thinking about. That's right. Who you going to call? If you don't know nobody and you're in another country and things are going wrong, who are you going to rely on? What do you think they had the Green Book for back in the 40s and 50s? So you had safe spaces. We are creating safe spaces for our people with the Sankofa International Conference. We are making sure that the people that are connected to us have a connection elsewhere. And that's what we're doing. It's just networking, okay? Networking across the continent. I have to travel as an ambassador to Angola. So this is the first fundraiser I've ever even tried to attempt. I never raised money doing the thing because we were always doing humanitarian efforts. The money and funds that was gathered from our last Camp Sankofa went to sending aid to Sierra Leone. We sent aid and supplies to an orphanage in Sierra Leone. This year we're sending aid and supplies to Uganda, to a brother who reached out to me and said, "Sister, can you help us with iftar during this month of Ramadan?" And I said, "Yes, what do you need?" He said, "We need things for the children. So we're going to give the children shoes and clothes and canned goods and foods and everything that we can gather and put in a barrel. We're going to ship it to Uganda at this Sankofa International Conference. We're going to honor Queen Mother Pamela Smith, and we're going to crown her as the official Queen Mother of this country. And I just told Oklahoma the Queen Mother of the United States of America because she shared her story with us, and her story is going to be told all over the world.
Yeah,
for generation after generation after generation. So come and Sankofa with us. You can reach us. Reach me on Facebook, Janae Cook, Janae Earl. I got three pages. George Jackson. Don't matter. Send an inbox. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. Go to Boss Up Radio Show. The link is there. We're going to interview our guests. We're going to have people coming from all over the world. And you must have your, and I'm stressing this, you must have your name on the guest list. I don't care if you donate $5. If your name is not on my guest list, you will not be allowed to come in the day of the show because the venue is subject to change. Let's just put it like that. The venue is subject to change due to security reasons. I don't have to explain nothing to you. Just know that if your name ain't on the list, you ain't got to worry about coming because you won't get in.
Get on the list.
Okay? Come in peace or leave with the police, and that's how we're going to do it. Because I have
to give you two important pieces. You don't have t-shirts wearing that.
There's too many VIPs in the building to be acting up with you. You know, if you want to come with some legal mess, we got somewhere for you to go. We're not tolerating that on my post. Don't even show up. I'm telling you, you will be escorted 5 miles away from my venue. I'm not playing with y'all today. Y'all did enough damage. Now it's time for us to do the cleanup work. So those that have been paying attention over the years and those that are serious about nation building, they're going to be there. They're going to be there. They're going to be there. They're going to beat me there. That's how fast it is. So if you're serious about this nation work, then you come to Washington, D.C. on April the 6th and Sankofa with us. Okay, get your name on the list. If your name is not on the Eventbrite list, you will not get in it. And that's all I got to say. Peace and black power, y'all.
Black power. We got our brother right on standby in the Washington metropolitan area at 301-301. We thank our beloved sister Janae for giving us the update on the Sankofa conference on the upcoming events that's coming with the Million Woman March, as well as all that's going on within our network. We have a vast and participating audience. We have a vast network of outreach. And no organization, no network is any better than its ability to do outreach and do effective community outreach. That's one of our assignments by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. We ask you to mute up when you're not speaking, and then so others be able to hear everything that's going on. So I'm going to get back with Brooklyn, but we got 301 at 682 Black Lightning. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Mm-hmm. Black
and
Power.
And that's
strong
black
military.
What's
going on, y'all?
Black Power.
Well, I want to say hello to everybody and all the black revolutionaries out there. I do have Sister Beck on with me as well. Talk about some injustices, injustices that have been done to we the people. And I don't know if we're going to do that now or later. But Sister Beck, you with me too?
I'm with you, Black Power.
Black Power. All right. Well, I'll just
Black
hand
power.
It over to you.
Black Power, welcome to Black Power Radio.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, you're on Black Power Radio with us. Sister Becca, out of, well, you can tell better than I can.
Black Power. I am in Arlington, Texas currently. And I wanted to speak on the two brothers because it's coming up on 4 years that they had passed away. And so
tell us who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, so far there's no justice for these two young black males, age 23 and 19, that had ran from the police in Toledo, Ohio. Both two separate instances. They didn't know each other, but one had ran from the police in January of 2020, and police said that they lost him, couldn't find him, and he turned up. They ended up finding his body in this creek called Swan Creek, and they found his body 6 months later. But fast forward 6 months from when he was missing, and another brother named Jonathan Robinson, same instance, got pulled over, ran from the police, and the police said that they lost him, and his body turned up 2 weeks later in the same Swan Creek. And I appreciate you having me on to be able to address this because it's gone forgotten in the community, but it'll be never forgotten for us who want justice for him.
They're both in the same creek and both running from the police, is that right?
Yes, two separate times, both the same year. And their bodies was found 2 days apart.
Something does not sound correct with this situation here. Toledo, Ohio. We have some questions to ask you. What is going on with Swan Creek?
How about that? They gotta have some body. They gotta have some body cam footage off that cop that was chasing that the brother that got killed too.
One of them. They had the body cam for one of them. He said that he lost his other one. The one for Jonathan, the 19-year-old, he said he lost that body cam, which I do not believe.
Yeah, sure he lost it. He lost it after he couldn't erase the killing footage.
Yes, exactly. And those brothers' names I'd like to mention are Daniel Wiggins Jr. and Jonathan J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N Robinson. If you type in their name, like Jonathan Robinson Toledo, it'll pop up the details, and you will see how similar they are. They had a lot of search teams, and it took kayakers for them to find them because they didn't want to, the fire department and stuff, they didn't want to touch it. The scuba divers, they didn't want to touch the case. They said that they had to know that they were deceased already for them to help with that, which was peculiar at the time, too. So it was just people, boots on the ground, family members out looking for them. But for him to be there from January to June, I believe Daniel Wiggins' body was moved, as well as Jonathan Robinson's body. And when the sister asked about Swan Creek, those aren't the only two bodies that have been found in there. You know, it's reminiscent, because I'm in Texas now, reminiscent of Trinity River here. You know, that's known where, you know, bodies end up. But for it to have no justice and police saying they had nothing to do with it, I just feel like that's just completely unfair when I feel the police have everything to do with it. So do the family members. Daniel Wiggins has four children. He left behind four children. I don't know why they have his death date as the date that they found him. I'm not sure about that, but he went missing January 22nd. They found his body June 27th. The other brother, Jonathan Robinson, went missing June 10th, and they found his body June 29th of 2020. Both of these brothers were found in 2020.
So sorry.
And how is the family? What was the cause of that?
Yes, how is the family coping right now?
And they listed the cause of death as drowning.
That's what they speculated, but I've never seen nothing written down as drowning. I just saw, you know, bodies pulled from there. I didn't see the autopsy results for either. Which Daniel was so decomposed that, you know, I don't think that they would even notice or be able to see if there was any water in the lungs at the time. But Jonathan was deceased for 2 weeks before they found him. But I believe they killed him the day that they ran.
Unbelievable. Now, did the Toledo City Council or Governor Mike DeWine, did they get involved in these two cases whatsoever?
No.
4 years? Interesting. Well, folks, if you want to know, Toledo Mayor, he's one of them folks. And so his name is Mayor Wade Kapushu-Kiewicz. Okay, if you understand the Kiewicz, we know what type of folk they are. I can guarantee you if it was any of them folk that was in Swan Creek, we would have a closed case within 6 months. How much you want to bet, Black family? So something's going on that we need to keep an eye on. And thank you, sister, for bringing these two cases. So Daniel Wiggins Jr., father of four, and Jonathan Robinson, who people have thought to have forgotten, but we have to honor our melanated brothers and sisters who don't have a voice. And see what we can do to assist these families.
And that's why I always stress passive consent. Because if we don't say anything, they'll just take it as, well, we don't care. And they don't care even more than we don't care. So that's why we got to step up and find the information and get the Freedom of Information Act papers. I know there's got to be cameras on the bridge. The cops have body cams, all of that. But, yeah, tacit consent, not saying anything, and they'll take that as your nod of approval. And we're not giving them no nod of approval up in here, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so we also have to be aware that they're not just shooting us anymore because they didn't shoot them.
They want to be the master and crack the whip, the Kens and the Karen.
Yes.
So if it was one of them, they would find out who did it. Even the cop, if the cop did it, they would find out who did it if it was one of them. You know, so we're gonna make them give us justice to Black Power.
Because the last two cops that were unalived by citizens, they took them both out. One of them, they said that they killed themselves in the woods, but I know that he did not.
Monster.
We call for a move to go down there
and secure our people.
Yeah. We've been dialoguing with our beloved sister in the state of Ohio, and
migrated to Texas. She stayed in touch, and we thank her for bringing that story to the attention of Black Power Radio, and our investigators will be looking further into it. We have people on the ground in Ohio and other parts of that region that will be taking up some of that investigation and helping us to get to the bottom of it and get some truth and justice concerning Daniel Wiggins and Brother Jonathan. This is a terrible thing to know that these things continue to happen. They carry out the heinous hate crimes on us. Paid law enforcement is using our tax dollar against us. So we want to leave that on the minds of we the people as we continue the dialogue here tonight on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power. So I do want to actually interject for those who want to show support, at least for the family. Governor Mike DeWine is the governor of Ohio, and I'm sure he has probably gotten wind of these two cases, but I think we need to make some more noise, family. So if you want to contact the governor's office and ask him what's going on with the investigation of Daniel Wiggins and Jonathan Robinson, you can write them a letter, which, you know, would probably be the least effective, but the address is 77 South High Street in Columbus, Ohio, zip code 43215. That's the 30th floor. If you want to call in the main line, I think calling will be very effective when you blow up that office with the numbers of us calling from each and every direction asking for justice for these two gentlemen. The number is 614-466-3555. That is 614-466-3555. And ask Governor Mike DeWine, can you look into or reopen the case of Daniel Wiggins and Jonathan Robinson? The families need closure, and we need to honor in dignity our fallen soldiers. Black Power.
Black Power.
May I ask one more thing, please?
Yes, ma'am.
I also wanted to add that Daniel Wiggins' father also died, and I feel that the loss of his son possibly contributed to his death, you know, like heartbreak and, you know, he was young to me. He was born in 1975, and he passed away last year, July 10th. So not even, you know, three years after his son died, he died, you know, so.
Wow.
I just wanted to note that as well.
Well, thank you for that.
Because
that is a
you know,
state, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Daniel Wiggins Sr., may he rest in power as well. And this is a tragic story. We must highlight our families, women, black women and children that are missing, our young black men that are dying. For some reason, the family doesn't get contacted when for some type of accident in these backwards southern states. I'm not getting it. So I'm trying to figure out how we're going to continue to watch and be complacent when they're killing us left and right without accountability, black families. Come on now. Now we got to start getting our advocacy up, start watching and being vigilant and start caring about your neighbor.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm tired of hearing our young black men that are dying from these tragic accidents, dying in the lake, wild out of all places, really.
And the Blue Plus Klan as their soldiers.
That's undercover.
Here's a comment for the Sunday Next Crew. They said, no justice, no peace. Never let the devil sleep. Wake them up, their neighbors up, their friends up, their children up, their cousins up, their uncles, their grandparents up. Their friends will make them do what's right. But we must have justice. Never let them sleep.
We must. That's right. That's right. Justice doesn't take a day off right here on Black Power Radio. So with that being said, again, sister, thank you so much for sharing this story. And if you know anyone that wants to bring or highlight a case that they feel that there's no justice in their town, you are free to call in Black Power Radio. We are here not only to discuss the issues that are pertinent to the black family, but we are there to show support. Physically, when we can. We literally on the call. With that being said, under Sheikh Imam Akbar, we play no games Sunday here on Black Power Radio. So thank you for joining us. Every Sunday and Monday, we are the most informative talk show on the planet. And so we link to the mic if you want to support our efforts, $77Bakers, $77Bakers to keep the revolution going. I want you to call in 515-605-9889 if you want to call and let your voice be heard and share what's on your mind on Black Power Radio.
Can everybody mute their lines that's not speaking, please? That was background.
Yes, we have a lot of sidebar conversations. Back to you, National Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar.
And thank you, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, and our beloved brother Black Lightning, our beloved sister Queen Janae, and those on the west side, the east side. I don't know if brother Black Warriors in Harlem doing this thing. We got brother Mo, but I mean, he may be having a little trouble with his line tonight. But certainly we're glad to be on Black Power Radio again, moving revolution forward a notch. Every episode of Black Power Radio has a full intention, full and complete intention of moving the Black Revolution forward and giving the information that's necessary for you to gain the enthusiasm to move the productivity. Somebody's got a little noise that might try muting that line.
Can everybody mute up?
For Black Power.
Mute up, please.
Got to mute up, yeah. Black Power. And we know that so much has been done to us from Louis Teal to Daniel Alfred William King, and they have taken out so much of the revolution that many people are saying, is the Black Revolution still alive? Is the forces for Black Revolution still pumping? And they ask those pertinent cross-examination questions, and it would cause you to ask such a question if you're not involved in the revolution or the opposition has put out enough propaganda to crush your idealism for Black Revolution. Well, Black Revolution is the only solution, not only from the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, but from Stokely Carmichael. You may refer to him as Dr. Kwame Ture. And I had an opportunity to have all these men as my mentors, including H. Rap Brown, Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, over the time of the Olympic Games being in Atlanta. And I would meet him for Fajr prayer, and we were there with him during Ramadan, and there was many, many times that we got to get revolution directly from the book. And he is the author, and we invite you to purchase the book, I believe, on Amazon. It's still on Amazon, the book called Revolution by the Book. I don't want to bombard you with a list of books. I could easily do that. But I would just strongly recommend that book just for one phase of revolution, is to read Revolution by the Book. And then you're helping a great man to ease the pressure on the family that supports him while he's behind the wall. Then we must go to the Georgia, to the courts of Atlanta is where this incident took place. And you must track to find out exactly how to do all the moves to influence, to give Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen a day in court. I think he's long overdue and well-deserving of a day in court, a potential and a possibility to exonerate. If they can exonerate a guy like Roger the Dodger and Race Bannon and all of that crew that Donald the Duck Trump got out the way, that all of that crew that Obama got out of the way and Slick Willie Bob Clinton got out of the way, then all of them have been forgiven. They found a loophole, crawled through the loophole, and basically they keep it moving. So we have to understand that these people have no justice intent. The only intent is for self-preservation, self-grandizement, for some way to keep the white globalization, to keep that in place for them to maintain power and control over the land. Because I always ask, whose street? Damn it, they say we built the street. our city. They say about the land, whose land? Our land. And we come off the Nat Turner plantation. We're not Jolly Come Lately revolutionaries. We come out of the legacy of a strong man, Jack Yates and Irene Morgan, Jack Yates and Nat Turner, and our beloved sister Harriet Tubman. And we're all connected to these bloodlines of people that were revolutionaries and freedom fighters. Freedom of death is the only cry I understand. The only understanding I have is to comprehend freedom of death. And this is what we must have at this hour. I will yield that mic for you all for the next hour at least. Y'all can rock some black power. We've got excellent co-hosts in tonight to bring the revolution in a manner in which I know only you can bring it. I yield my mic and saying black power.
Wait, black don't go nowhere yet. I am. Do that. Come on now.
I am. I am.
A black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary. Black power.
One revolution at a time. One constructive change at a time. A new and improved revolutionary you. Change your mind and change your direction. As you know what they say, people say, free your mind, your ass will follow. So we just we want to get tired of bowing down and rise up, because they can't kneel on our necks when we're standing up straight. You dig? Say, one revolutionary at a time, one liberation, one revolution. No reparations, no what? No reparations, no damn vote. So I know they ain't going to give us the reparations yet, so they're just not going to get no vote. And those that are pulling for our agenda, those are the ones that will black. And the other ones, we'll protest against them. say, when we the people get together for the love and the protection of the people, nothing can get past us to our people. We fight for the people. We are the people's vanguard, and we are the Black Panthers, and we are your black revolutionaries for sure. Gathering one revolution at a time, one revolutionary at a time, because, you know, it's one step. We take one step and we get a little bit closer to the promised land. And say, we live for the people, we fight for the people, and if need be, we fight to the death for the people. The oppressor's time is over. The oppressors of our people, foreign and domestic, all skin folk ain't kin folk, ain't part of the royal bloodline, I should say. So we've been, when the shit hits the fan, let me put it like that. When the shit hits the fan, we all we got, you know. We always find a way to get the real revolutionaries to the line. But it would be better if we could get to the line before the shit hits the fan. That's why we ask everybody to put a drop in the bucket, you know, whatever you can handle. Like you say, not until it hurts, till it helps. Hit $77 Bakers so that we can get there before the shit hits the fan. Because believe me, if we're standing there like we were in Tulsa, 2,000 or more, maybe 200,000, shit ain't going to hit no fan unless we decide it hits the fan. So black power. And let me hit it one more time, $77 Bakers. So everybody can get the ink pens out, $77 Bakers. Make sure we got some gas money, some bus fare, some train fare, some plane fare to get where we need to be. And as I see our Minister of Justice bouncing coast to coast, and it does cost. So please help until it helps us too. Black power. I'll hand it over to you. Power to the people. All power to the black and oppressed people of the world. Black power.
All right. So the bid for Haiti. This is what we're going to discuss as to why a country of 12 million folks 89% of them African, Igbo, to be exact. We shall see. And then we, in the second hour, will be covering the 1805 Constitution of Haiti. And then you'll get an idea as to why Haiti cannot be let go.
On the streets of revolution.
So in the past week, you've heard some turmoil that happened in Haiti. So March 11th, Ariel Henry had to resign because he went, decided to go to Kenya and actually do a deal with the devil. So he wanted to get that $300 million contract, whatever the U.S. was throwing at, to send Kenyan troops to stabilize Haiti. That didn't pan out because the Haitians, we don't need our brothers and sisters from another diaspora to come and regulate anything. But this is how the slave master thinks. And because Ariel Henry was probably the 46th puppet of the Haitian government, since there haven't really been a democratically elected president, that was really for the people. He was as close as it got, but even that didn't pan out too well. So on his arrival back to Haiti, his plane could not land because Jimmy and the rest of the folks said, not today, Satan. You're going to stay over there. You traitor. And that's where he is now, in Puerto Rico somewhere. We hear that he's hopping from island to island, of course, under the protections of the U.S. Are we surprised? Not in the least bit. But what I find shocking, Black family, is that when it comes to Haitian immigrants, there is such a high rise of security issues, such as you see Governor Ron DeSantis has eloquently stated that the uptick in the National Guard and more efforts are needed to save the border from these folks. Let's take a listen to a clip into some of his many interviews discussing his thoughts on the Haitians that are coming by the drones upon Florida soil. And if you want to know the proximity of Haiti, Black family, it is literally about 3 hours away from the island.
Well, we've always been involved in helping. It's a Coast Guard mission to protect our shores. They don't have enough resources, and so if the Coast Guard can stop the boats, they turn them around and they send them back to Haiti. That's the law. We have plus...
I just want you to reiterate, he said, that's the law, he said. Was it the law when you had 700,000 Venezuelans just swoop on in and they got separated from Chicago to New York? As you see, they beat the hell out of NYPD. Did they have a high security measure and start implicating law when that happened? But for some reason, when it comes to Haitians, there has to be some type of security, legal measures of us not to be here.
Stop resources, including a major plus up starting in January of 2023. So about 15 months ago, I did an executive order. Since January of 2023, the state of Florida, our asset, independent from the Coast Guard, we've intercepted close to 700 vessels.
Wow.
That has resulted in the repatriation of close to 14,000 illegal aliens. So the boats that come, most of them get intercepted and turned around. Obviously, there's, you know, we do what we can. The Coast Guard does what it can. But we've since the situation in Haiti has deteriorated, we've plussed up even more.
We're going to backtrack on this. That's DeSantis doing his job of the good old boys. Is that how we really feel, Black family of the first free Black Republic? To dare to say no more slavery for us. DeSantis is very comfortable in these statements. And yet there's no smoke for any other type of migrants, family. You must understand the reason why we're covering Black on Black Power Radio, the crisis with Haiti, is because we are all Haitian by design, by default. When revolution takes over and you say, no more shall I toy the soil for the oppressor who feels that just because I'm a darker shade of your pale, that we have to be permanent property in renegating, in agriculture, in temperament. Haiti defined and said in 1791 in the ceremony of the trees. And I want to be very specific on this ceremony, family, because this is the reason why majority of the death and destruction has gone over Haiti. Now, I myself am a descendant of slaves. My generations of family from my slave name, Desire, Désiré. We came here on the good ship Desire in 1636, before 200 years before Haiti was even a nation. We weren't called Haitians then. We were just displaced Africans. And so in 1636 up until 1791, there was a close proximity of the family of Desire, who has been shipped back and forth to the country of Hispaniola before Haiti and Dominican Republic became its own respective nations. And so in 1804, 13 years after the ceremony of the trees, and where the country was dedicated to a certain higher power, but it was not God. You see, immediately after the victorious win of the French, Haiti had been depleted and the protection of the Most High was removed. See, this is a spiritual aspect that you won't hear anywhere else, not even from other Haitians. But those who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. You see, sometimes when you pray to certain gods that you feel are there for protection, you may be very well praying to the devil himself. That's why God says there should be no idols before me. Love thy God with all thine heart, and love your brother, love thy neighbor. Those were the top two commandments that God gave us. But for some reason, Duty Bookman, although he had a valid reason to want to overthrow the abuse of the French, he did it in a way where it served the people and exposed them to more danger. That is why you see on TV a lot of death and destruction. A lot of it is the hired hand of the United States militia that is camouflaging themselves as so-called national police or rival gangs. You have pictures of trained soldiers holding automatic rifles that are real expensive that you won't find on any corner of Joe Blow and Schmo. You have to be trained with some of this high-powered militia, military arms. So with that being said, the U.S. still is trying to tell the world that Haiti cannot govern itself, but yet it still fails to implicate itself as the puppet master that's continuing this fraudulent behavior. Now, our current data, there are three gentlemen that we have mentioned before concerning the leadership of Haiti. You have Jimmy Cherizier, who are they using as the leader of the gang, also known as Barbecue. And they're using his image as sort of the anarchist of the country, when in actuality, who is Jimmy Cherizier? Jimmy Cherizier was a national state police for many years. And he was tired of the corruption that he saw right before his very eyes by the U.S. government. So he quit. He said, to hell with that. I'm going to be with my people in the streets. And yet the G9 gang, as you have seen, originally formed, but then it took over because, again, the U.S. targeted the families of many of these gang members and killed their mothers and their fathers. So what else to implicate or ignite a certain beef? It would be to do such things. So that is where we are nowadays with a governance. There is a constitution that has been drafted because Haiti has not had a constitution, same as it is here in the United States. We have a constitution that was drafted while we were considered property. That is why reparations is still dangling like a carrot over our heads. We have to change the status quo. You have to recognize who you are. And if Haiti has dared to do what America was fearful to do and wanted to make sure that it paid back, it's for its freedom. So $300 billion, we can say, to this day, has been paid to France, gold in Fort Knox, and we're going to get right to that. Before we do, if there's any more callers, Shaking My Mouth Bar, that might want to chime in concerning their thoughts on Haiti and how things can be fixed. Before we go right to our next clip.
That's all we can do.
Now, here's another clip of Governor Ron DeSantis explaining the need to protect the borders and get rid of them people.
And so I'd be willing to help do that. I think that the states really have no other choice to do that at that point. It's a little bit different for a maritime state like us. That's why we really have to get them before they reach the shores, and that's why we're working so hard to do that.
Yeah,
although I will say this, we do have our transport program also that's going to be operational. So Haitians land in the Florida Keys, their next stop very well may be Martha's Vineyard.
Look. Martha's Vineyard. Can you imagine the day that I hear an actual Haitian get shipped to Martha's Vineyard? You might as well say I'm the daughter of Michael Jackson. So let's go to the actual Constitution. Right before then, I'd like to sprinkle a little feel of Haiti, of Haitian music. I'm going to play a piece by P. Jerry. J. Perry, excuse me. And it is called Ki Moun Ouye, Who Are You? And it is a national Haitian song where it says, yes, I am Haitian. Are you Haitian? Oh, yes, I think you are. You want to fight for revolution? Oh, you are definitely Haitian. Might be by another name, but you are for certain Haitian. Then we'll get right into the Constitution of 1805. Thank you. Bonan. About pride. So let's cut down to the chase of why Haiti is facing the way the destruction as it is as of today. It all stems from the 1805 Constitution of Haiti. It is a 53-part article of which it states exactly the mission of Haiti. Now, we won't go into the Haitian Revolution. You should know the history of Jean-Jacques Dessalines and Henri Toussaint. You won't hear that coming in once in a while. The Haitians are coming, folks. The Haitians are coming. So the Henri Christophe, Clairvaux, Vernet, Gabard, Pétion, Geffard, Toussaint, Braves, Raphael, Romain, Capois, Magri, Conge, Magloire, Ambrose, Yayo, Jean-Jacques Louis François, Jérine Ferviot, and Martial Bess. These were the few of the parliamentarians that took part in the signing of the 1805 Constitution of Haiti, 1 year after it's declared its freedom. The preamble of this, and we will not read the whole 53 articles, I just want to read the first 12 to you to give you understanding of the seriousness of why this Constitution was such an offense to the U.S. It says, as well as in our name, as in that of the people of Haiti, who have legally constituted us faithfully, organs and interpreters of their will, in the presence of the Supreme Being, before whom all mankind are equal, and who are scattered so many species of creatures on the surface of the earth for the purpose of manifesting his glory and his power by divinity of his works, in the presence of all nature by whom we have been so unjustly and for so long a time considered as outcast children, do we declare in the tenure in the present of the Constitution, in the free, spontaneous, and invariable expression of our hearts, and the general will of our constituents, we submit into the sanction of Haiti, the Emperor Jean-Jacques Dessalines, our deliverer, to receive its speedy and entire execution. Now, immediately after the victory of 1804, Jean-Jacques Dessalines was proclaimed to be the first official president of Haiti. But that was long-lived. That was short-lived because he was shipped immediately to France, where he died in solitary confinement. Now, the preliminary declaration of this 1805 Constitution, you may not find it at will, because this Constitution wants to be well hidden to the point where the current Constitution that Haiti has, which is over 298 articles, have half of them been removed and half of them are defunct. Didn't even have a parliament of 149, let alone a functioning president. So in Art 1, the people inhabiting the island formerly called Saint-Domingue hereby agree to form themselves into a free state sovereign and independent of any power in the universe under the name of the Empire of Haiti. Article 2, slavery is forever abolished. Article 3, the citizens of Haiti are brothers at home, equality in the eyes of the law and incontestably acknowledged, and there cannot exist any titles, advantages, or privileges other than those necessarily resulting from the consideration and reward of services rendered to the liberty and independence. Article 4. The law is same to all, whether it punishes or whether it protects. Article 5. The law has no retroactive effect. Article 6. Property is sacred. Its violation shall be severely prosecuted. Article 7. The equality of citizens of Haiti is lost by emigration or naturalization in foreign countries. Condemnation for corporal and disgrace punishment. The first carries with its punishment of death and confiscation of property. Article 8. The quality of citizen is suspended in consequence of bankruptcies and failures. That means that every Haitian citizen at that time had to prosper, or else they'll be facing some consequences themselves. Article 9. No person is worth of being a Haitian who is not a good father, a good son, a good husband, and especially a good soldier. Article 10. Fathers and mothers are not permitted to disinherit their children. Article 11. Every citizen must possess a mechanic art. Again, reassuring that every citizen of Haiti at the time had to be prosperous in their own right. Article 12. And this is the article, Black Family, that enraged the United States in 1915, where Woodrow Wilson demanded the Haitian Parliament to remove this clause. It states, no white man of whatsoever nation he may be, shall put his foot on this territory with the title of master or proprietor. Neither shall he in the future acquire any property therein. I think it repeats, it dawns to need repeating. It says, no white man ever, whatsoever nation he may be, shall put his foot on this territory with the title of master or proprietor. Neither shall he in the future acquire any property therein. This is why, black family, Haiti has been under the siege of the United Snakes of America. How dare a free black republic state that paleface cannot own property or be master? And because of this clause, outrage grew. Article 13. The preceding article cannot in the smallest degree affect white women who have been naturalized by Haitians in the government, nor does it extend to children already born or may be born of said women. The Germans and the Polanders naturalized by government are also compromised in the disposition of the present article. Article 14, all exception of color amongst the children of one and the same family, of whom chief magistrate is the father, being necessarily to cease, the Haitian shall henceforth be known as only by genetic appellation of blacks. And this is the first 14 articles of the original 1805 Constitution. Now, Haiti had a constitution prior to its independence in 1801, but that really didn't matter. It was these last three articles, 12, 13, and 14, that had outraged the United States. And so he decided, Woodrow Wilson decided to send the troops to Haiti and threaten the parliament of that said nation and stated, you have to remove these three articles. And the parliament at that time refused to do so. And because of said actions, they were arrested and threatened. And the United States backed up the American dollar with every other nation except for Haiti. Haiti was backed by the American dollar in gold. And that gold, my friend, was taken out of Haiti immediately after 1915 and placed in a nice vault called Fort Knox in the Commonwealth States of Kentucky. So you tell me, black family, who's ready to get back our gold? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you?
Take it all back, make it all black.
That part. So this is the reason why, black family, that the media wants to portray Haiti as the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, when actuality it is the richest, which is why the Clinton Foundation walked away with almost $987 million. But what did we do, black family, when Hillary Clinton decided to come back on American soil? She was protected. In fact, she was running for president. Remember? Haitians do.
Yes, ma'am.
With blood
and
money.
So we must rectify that wrong, absolutely. So you don't have to believe what I say concerning the history of Haiti. We have Professor Mangua, who actually stated this very instance concerning the Constitution of Haiti.
But more than this, if we take a little look at the constitution of this country, the first constitution, the only valid constitution, Constitution of 1805, states clearly this land is the land for all black folks. States clearly any black person landing here becomes automatically free and a citizen. States clearly no white man has the right to buy property here or work as master on this land. Clearly.
My power.
This law. And now, when you learn that IET is actually on its 39, I don't know how many constitutions we have since the Constitution of 1805.
What is it?
If you understand, and of course in most books, you will not find a copy of the Constitution of 1805. But most people can never find a copy of 1805. But if you understand the mission of this country, then you also understand why this Constitution cannot be this readily available. With every Constitution, they remove the mission of the country, little by little. And the very last thing to fall out was the article on white man cannot buy land or walk as master on this land. And it was removed in 1950 during U.S. occupation. And the Marines encircled the parliament at that time when they wanted to have this law removed from the books. They had already been manipulating all several weeks already. Several new laws came in, removing this one, removing that one. But when they got to this law about white men, even this parliament, which agreed with almost anything the U.S. asked, U.S. asked to turn left, everybody turn left. Turn right, everybody turn right. But when they said we must remove this article, every parliamentary person said, not me. I don't want to be involved with this. I'm not here. So the U.S. Marines encircled the parliament house, arrested all the parliament folks, wrote the new decree to remove this law from the books, and passed it. Democratically, thank you. Why? People will tell you many things are true. There are books on top of books. You will read as to why, the economic reasons why they had to occupy it. Oh, no. The trouble, so much coup d'etat and too many killings of officials and too much trouble in the country. That's why the U.S. had to occupy Haiti. But here's what the U.S. did. When they came in the first time, they occupied Haiti. First, they changed all the worthwhile laws from the book. Sorry, that wasn't first. The very first thing was, Haiti was the only country at that time who did not have their money backed in the Americas, backed by the dollar. Our money was backed by gold. Our entire reserve, gold reserve, was taken away for safekeeping, and brought to Fort Knox. It has yet to return home. This was 1915.
And so, black family, if anyone tells you why Haiti is going through what it's going through, we just told you today on Black Power Radio the very reason why Haiti has been abused by the U.S., France, to say the least. Tell me,
Black Power,
do we have the balls to recreate a constitution that states no white man can own land in the territories that we dominate? Do we have the balls to recreate that? I say, I think we do.
Yes, we do.
We need to really reevaluate.
We have the testimony to do to tell the truth.
Absolutely.
Right, black power.
Black power.
With that
black
said,
power.
Black power. I wanted to bring two callers to the line, and one of them, I think, is a co-host. We've got a 469 that's been waiting. 469 at 469, 469 at 927. You're live on Black Power Radio. Dr. Critical Race, Truth Bay, and others that are in the host queue. Thank you for joining us tonight, 469. And you can talk black to us because you're live on Black Power Radio.
Thank you. I had called back. This is Becca Shakur. I had called earlier about the Toledo, Ohio brothers. And I called back to listen to the rest of the show.
All right, Dr. Shakur.
Welcome back.
So we've got one more. in there. And if you have a question, do you have a question for Dr. Critical Race Buffet on the bid for Haiti?
I do not.
Okay. We're going to move to 336. I think we have Kay DeWalters out there in North Carolina. What about co-host here at Black Power Radio? Black Power?
Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power,
Black
Power,
Black
Power, my brother.
Most definitely indeed. To all the sisters internationally and to all the sisters around and locally, most definitely. First, I must say we support this sister. She's doing everything I know in her power to make sure that we put us as black people and African people around the globe back on the map. And this is something real powerful. It was just stated. It just shows through history what they have done to us. And we must come together as one unit and stay unified under this one umbrella to show the world that we are one. We love each other. We are black unit. And I'm so glad that we've came together internationally, loving one another, coming together as one unit, the black man, woman, and child. This is very important. And we will back that call. We will black that call because we know that God is in one, and we as one black people were unified, united as one front to love one another. And that's black power, and that's real black power.
Black power. Wait, one more comrade. Comrade Queen Janae had her hand up. I think she has something to add to or to have a question or a comment with Dr. Chris.
No, I'm just here. I just came back in.
All right, Black Power, go right ahead. We're back to Dr. Critical Race Truth Day. Oh, Tunisia, 628, you're out there live at Oakland.
Hey, how y'all doing in Marin City, California?
Hey, Black Power, Tunisia.
Black Power, y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
Welcome,
right,
family.
Right. Welcome. Greetings.
Greetings to you all.
Tell us what's going on down there in the beautiful city of Sausalito.
Oh, nothing much. Just we got a little break from the rain. And just trying to keep the blacktastic around here.
Shoot, that's the prettiest place I ever seen. When I seen that place, I said, this place is I want
to
move.
We actually are grateful to you. We are working on the birthday cards and messages for Mumia Abu-Jamal, whose birthday is coming up in April. And we had mentioned that we want our family to please write in. We had Africa 9 that was interviewed a couple of weeks ago on Black Power Radio, and they stated the need and deteriorating health of our beloved political prisoner, Mumia, and how we need to really reactivate the communications to our brother to let him know that he is loved, honored, and respected. And so Sister Tanisha drafted a beautiful card in which we are not only going to send by the droves, but we would like for you, black family, to also involve yourself in writing to Mumia at this crucial time. And I think after four decades plus, that he deserves freedom. But unfortunately, medical neglect, as well as just plain hatred for him, is how they are slowly killing Mumia. And so, Tanisha, would you like to read your sample card to Mamiya?
I'm not down there at the moment, but
okay, well, I can read it for you.
Yeah. Okay, you could you have it up? Yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah.
I think only half of it came in towards you. I'm sorry. I was trying to resize it, but I had to come back upstairs. So give me a moment,
right.
But you can go ahead.
So, Mamiya, again, birthday is coming up, and if you're able to write in the inspirational methods of how he changed your life, you may not have known him personally, but he has affected the way that advocacy and activism has changed for Black families, especially those who are incarcerated. Mamiya has been probably the most prolific political prisoner that had utilized his time for the greater good, despite of what he's been going through. He's always someone that's known to think of others first and foremost, to talk about others, to highlight other people other than himself.
Oh, shit.
And so So this card personally stated, Sister Tanisha wrote, "Dear Mamiya Abul-Jamal, some people are special for things that they do. Others are special for joy that they give. Some people are special for kindness they show and for making our lives such a pleasure to live. And when there are those, a wonderful few for all that and more. Wonderful people like you." Oh, we have triggered the alarm, Black family. Oh, snoopy-dopey. I think something is good. Somebody change that alarm. Or they're outside to get. They're outside
to get. That's a wake-up call.
All right, so wonderful people like you, happy birthday to you and many, many more. And that is the shortest and sweetest card for Mamiya Abul-Jamal. So if you would like to send your card as well, please start rapping. And then we will cover tomorrow on Black Power Radio and the following week leading up to his birthday.
I added my logos on there, you guys, too. So it's a few logos on a balloon. Let them know. You know, all of that's some love.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Black Power.
So yes, you can.
Oh, no, go ahead. After you.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I'll be letting you guys know. I added the Baker's logo, the FAC logo, HHF logo, and I didn't have Janai, but I just figured she's under the Baker's altogether. So it's awesome for all of us, you know? So I have a template you guys can use and create your own in size you like. I can send it to you, but I create different ones if you like me to.
I
have other ones I did do.
Actually, if anyone of our listening audience would like a custom-made birthday card, you can call us at 323-884-8583. That's 323-884-8583. And then we will send you a custom-made blank card that you can write your own special message and send it off into the sunset. This is what we want to do. And so actions speak so much louder than words, Black family. So let's write to Mamiya and let him know how much we love him and appreciate him.
And also, if you could make a special card for Sheikh Imam Akbar, whose birthday just passed as well. He's still celebrating his birthday. So we want to give our Sheikh Imam Akbar a big shout out. And as you said, for those have walked with him, and I would say it like this. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, definitely make him one. And for everybody out there, I'm sure the best card for him would be $77 Bakers, so we keep this Black Revolution on track, because he's like, whatever you – don't give it to me, give it to the revolution. So that's what's called dedication. So that's our imam, Imam Akbar, Bilal, you know, the Sheikh. And he said,
yeah,
make it shake,
I celebrate my birthday all month, so yeah.
So yeah, he just still celebrating his birthday.
The whole October. Right,
oh,
so
yeah,
it's still his birthday.
Still
yeah, so celebrate the whole month.
And then add also that, oh, there you go. Play that in the background.
Yeah,
we're going to
celebrate the whole month.
I want to say, by that point, I want to say it like this, by that point. No, keep that playing. Now, this is perfect. That he may be like a guardian angel to some of us because I'm sure he the wisdom steers clear of unnecessary stuff that we can live without, and personally, it's like, you know, it steered me in the right direction many times, personally, so I would say, and watch over the flock, you know, watch over the flock. See, a good shepherd is not just going to guide the flock from going down into the water where the wolves are. The good shepherd go down there with that stick and beat the shit out of them goddamn wolves. Black power, rattle and roll. You dig? Shake, rattle and roll. You dig? So
right,
my
black,
shout
black,
out to the Shaky Mom Akbar.
I did want to say
Black Power birthday.
This,
and everybody give a dollar to a 10 to a 20 to a dub, whatever you can do, to $77Bakers, and put hashtag happy birthday. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
I do want to say this, that when we had to search the nation for people to go into Mississippi when they had decapitated Rasheem Carter, and it was hard-pressed to find a few revolutionaries, but Black Lightning did not hesitate to go on that front line and shake that Mississippi as it has never been shook before. I don't know anybody that went in these townships, and the sheriff get up and close the goddamn police department. And when we
yeah,
went into Jackson under on the chokeway, they told Chokeway the moment he couldn't practice law in Mississippi, he would have to leave. But we told him hands off of Chokeway the moment, and the Panthers would be back with reinforcements. And he was able to stay and become the city councilman, head of city council, and the mayor of the city. So use these politics when you get in these Black Panther politics, but they're not Black Panther politics until you use them skillfully and effectively against the opposition. And when warriors, everybody's not military, but those that are military, you must arm yourself or harm yourself. You must stand to protect your own vested interests at this hour for Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Truth must and rise again.
Black
truth
power.
Must trust you and
Black
rise again.
Power.
Black
right on.
Power.
Thank you. Okay.
Like the
thank you
like the
for
rise,
everything.
Like the rise of the of the I would say Melchizedek. You know.
Phoenix.
Melchizedek.
Rise. Yeah.
You know, they say don't come up the mountain. I mean, unless you don't want to go back down. So come on up the mountain. We're waiting on you. So Rome went up the mountain, unfortunately, for Rome. Black power, this is not Rome. Black power, this is the mountain.
Black power.
Black power to the people.
Black power.
To the people. You're always welcome, Truth. Thank you for everything.
Oh, yes. No, thank you, John Q. Listener. So
keep me on track. Keep on keep me going.
Every Sunday and Monday, we're here at 8 p.m. to 11, and we want to hear from you. Whatever's on your mind, whatever issues bother you, we will cover it right here on Black Power Radio. We did hear from one of our sisters, Shakur, that highlighted the death of two brothers, Daniel Wiggins Jr. and Jonathan Robinson, who was found dead in Toledo Swan Creek. And we ask that you make some noise about it. So Governor Mike DeWine, as we gave his information earlier, for you to call the office and demand justice for these two. This amongst many, many, many families who still have not received closure based on the death of their loved ones. And sometimes we die in the most brutal, brutal way, Black family. That should set something afire, should be lit up in you to say no more deaths unnecessarily. It's either freedom or death. That is how we need to roll. See, Black power is not something that you express with your fist in the air. It is in the actions with your boots on the ground. And so I want to send a clear message to the Democratic demons. We already know what the Republicans can hold. We're not addressing their behavior because they are doing what they do best. But the Democrats, I want to let you know, your time is up, folks. We had enough of your symbolism politics. We're tired of you coming to our churches and circling around our neighborhood like vultures for that vote. And as soon as your raggedy ass stays in office, some of y'all 90 years old still ain't ready to pass the torch. Not a damn change has happened at all in these Democratic ran cities. So this is why, Black family, you need to be involved in the knowing of your area. Who is your city council? Who is your senator? Who's your congressperson? Who's your assembly person? These are the things that we must have our Black youth to know, despite of our lack of knowing. The Democrats, they will dangle a carrot and have you run for that carrot, and in the end, eat the carrot themselves, these bastards.
They won't leave. They won't follow. Won't get the hell out of the way.
It's the Haitian takeoff. We're saying it loud and clear. If you're not Haitian by birth, you are Haitian by default, because the revolution, it will not be televised.
It will be metavised.
That's right. That's right. And so as we look at what our goals are, what is it that we need to put in for it? We're hoping to have our school in Port-au-Prince up the Okra Policy Training Institute to call in. But during these times, internet and connections are pretty damn bad at this point. But we hope to have them here in the upcoming weeks, if possibly tomorrow on Black Power Radio, as we disseminate in real life time what is happening in Haiti. So I do thank you for listening into the solution of how we're going to combat this. And one of the names that we mentioned is CARICOM. CARICOM, short for the Caribbean Community that is making decisions on what Haiti needs. These are the same key players from the U.S. Nothing's changed. Again, ran by Democrats. Democrats will tell you, no new taxes. Democrats will tell you, oh, vote for me for public safety. Vote for me for resources in your community. But they never really address the Black issues. And so what that is saying, enough is enough. Where do we have to go? Where can we go as Black folks to seek security under some type of self-determining governance? Do we have one? Sheikh Imam Akbar, our past birthday boy, can you tell us, is there anywhere that we the people can go for safety and accommodation to save our Black behinds from the oppressor? Inquiring minds would like to know.
The earth and the fullness thereof is ours. Take it back, make it Black.
That's right.
Well, only we are going to help us, as we know. And anytime we ask the oppressor for help, that's like a joke. It's like, oh, okay, we'll help you. Hold on. We're right over to you next. Stand by. I'll be calling you soon. They said, don't call us Black. We'll call you. You get them involved in our reparations hearings and stuff like that, and then and then they get the Chinese, and they get the everybody but us involved with our shit. Excuse my language, but damn, you mean tell me somebody else gonna tell me how to drive my car? I mean, you can tell me not to speed. I mean, you can suggest it. I'll put it like that. Ha ha! Anybody rode with me already know. Ha ha ha! That's what them little police trap things on your phone are for. So you can haul ass. But what I'm trying to say is, how they going to tell us as a people about our stuff, our reparations? They're going to divide in their heads how much we should get, when it was the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors, not there, you know? And so all I'm saying is they bringing in all these, it would seem like, just, okay, it's chess, not checkers, right? So I'm playing chess with it like this. When those people went down to the Capitol, so-called storming the Capitol, they had already been given the presidential nod, you know, and he probably had already called the gates and said, don't shoot none of them people now. Said, don't even pepper spray them too hard. Say, if it's black man, get him, but and make an example out of him, but leave the rest of them alone. It's chess, not checkers. They let that door be open, you know, and now here it is, Trump saying, okay, that was a practice run. If I'm not president, they're going to be a bloodbath. That's out of his own mouth. I don't know if everybody watching the news or not, but y'all really should. Trump out of his own mouth said, if he don't vote for me, it's going to be a bloodbath. So Lightning. here we got.
That was Joe Biden, sir.
Was it Joe Biden?
Lightning,
no, Trump said
world.
It's going to be a bloodbath. I can see, because I know you got great informational skills, so but either way, I'm just saying, we got the South rising again, and he's the poster boy for it. Make America hate again, as he say, and you know, it's just not checkers, all I'm saying, because when they let Imagine. Them in, they'll shoot us. See, they let them in, and now they prosecute them, get a little tap on the wrist. But they will shoot us. It won't be no tap on the wrist. They'll say, it sounds look like he might have been going after Nancy Pelosi's office, so we just shot him. So Lady. I'm just saying, yes, sir, black power.
This is New World. Fact, you need to understand the language. It's called criminal justice. America is a criminal society. There's justice for the criminal. You're a victim. You ain't got nothing coming. This is what we need to understand, the play on words. Like civil war. That's an oxymoron. How the hell can a war be civil, fool? Stop and think.
Yeah.
It's not illegal yet. Okay.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
You better.
Yeah.
If you don't think somebody can
jump
for you.
No, they'll take around us. They're having us thinking that we can do the same thing that they did, when we should already know that we can't. We can't even get away with a traffic stop without getting shot or tased or tackled to the ground. Or if you see it's an old man and you see him getting tackled to the ground, what are you going to stand there and watch? Unfortunately, I'm not. I say
We've
unfortunately because that could be the last roundhouse ever given, you know?
We as a people have been slated for genocide.
Yeah. So it ain't going to happen on my watch. That's why
I'm
I love doing night patrol, because when I pull up with all these lights on, believe me, when I turn them all off, I'm like a ghost. Wearing all black and camouflage at night in black, hell yeah. I'm the ghost. So I'm just saying the ghost is watching over the neighborhood, watching over the community. And we got a few more all around the nation. So, like I said before, we can be the first responders to get there before this shit hits the fan, you know? If anything, we are the shit that hits the fan. Ha ha! So anyway, Black Power, I'll stop before I get too dark and spooky. Because I wanted to be comical tonight. I was thinking, the good thing about radio is you can do it on your bike. Yes, we are at war. That's right. But I was going to say, the good thing about radio, even at war, you have a little comic relief, like Bob Hope went to the troops. And I was going to say about radio, you can be doing radio on a mountaintop, looking down with some binoculars, checking everything out on a night patrol, or you can be standing here in your pajamas, or you can be standing here in your underwear. Matter of fact, I could be standing here buck naked, but I'm not. I'm getting ready to go out here on the night patrol, and that's Black Power for you. My little comic release, Black Power, your national minister of destruction. No, defense, Black Power.
Black Power.
Back to you, Truth Bay.
So we're going to add a little touch more of some Haitian music. And then we're going to circle right back to the last hour with General Jhené Nzinga and more of the Sankofa life-changing event coming up April 6th in D.C. You're listening to Black Power Radio. All right, it is the Haitian takeover. So today we covered a little bit about the bid for Haiti. and told you exactly why this Free Black Republic has gone through so much turmoil, even to this day. But what we do ask is for a plea, a call to action, in which it transcends all of our past actions. As we stated before, the Haitian gold that has been taken from Haiti in 1915 is what's in Fort Knox, which today, Black family, it is MIA. The gold is gone. So who took it, Kentucky? Governor Andy Beshear, we got some questions that we need to ask of you, sir, and maybe you can explain. The accountability as us descendants of slaves on this soil, we must recognize the historic feats of our ancestors nation, internationally and nationwide. We cannot just succumb to the issues here because inevitably we are all Haitian fighting for self-determination. And that is what Haiti needs. Just like here in the United States, self-determination. So how do we do it, family? We hold those oppressors accountable. How you do it, it is up to you. But we must do it in unison in order to gain some sort of strength and power. See, revolution is not an individual game. It's not something that you can solo defeat. It literally is power to numbers. And if there's no military force that can block that call, it is not going to happen. So let's start putting on our soldier hats and not forget where we came from. We certainly are not going to forget where we're going because we are at war, Black family. We are the revolution as we speak. So right before we get to our Sister Janae to speak on the Sankofa and why it is important for us to come together, we do want to reiterate the birthday cards that are coming for Mumia Abu-Jamal. And there are some tactics that you can take in order to have accountability for the state of Pennsylvania and how they are treating our brother. Now, there are contacts that we have mentioned a couple of weeks ago. If you want to write to Mumia, it is at SCI Mahoney, PA, Department of Corrections, 301 Gray Line Drive, Frackville, Pennsylvania, 17931. Now, there are people that also you can contact, and we definitely have a script for you if you want to call in any of these numbers to speak about the releasing of our brother Mumia Abu-Jamal. So the sample script reads, I am calling because Mumia Abu-Jamal, number AM8335, and other incarcerated elders diagnosed with heart disease are being prevented by prison from getting what they medically require for their health. Mumia Abu-Jamal, number AM8335, had double bypass heart surgery in 2021. He needs a cardiac diet 3 times a day that includes fresh vegetables and fruits, whole grains, legumes, limited sugar, salt, and highly processed foods. Please share this message with the new dietitians, Chelsea and Felicia. Mumia Abu-Jamal also needs exercise. He must have access to do sufficient cardiac rehab exercises every day, and especially outside to access to exercise. So it's a simple script. You can tailor it how you'd like, but we must make the call to set our brother free. That as well as Grandmaster Jay, H-Rap Brown, amongst many others who we must constantly keep on the forefront. Let's not forget. So some of the contacts you can call as a special assistant, the Secretary of Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, Laurel Harry David Rasowitz, a special assistant. You can call at 717-728-3000. 4117. Also, you can call the Pennsylvania Governor Shapiro at 717-787-2500. And if you are in Pennsylvania, you could actually visit the main Capitol building and drop off a letter in support of Mumia at 508 Main Capitol Building in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, zip code 17120. Last but not least, you can also call the Pennsylvania Secretary of State for the Eastern Region, Marilyn Richards, and Samuel Kondo at 717-728-4114 or 717-728-742. However you want to send your support for our beloved Mumia Abdul-Jamal, those are the ways that you can effectively request his release. And so, with that being said, Black family, if we don't have any calls on the line concerning tonight's broadcast, we are going to circle right back to our General Janae Nzinga and explaining a little bit more of the Sankofa event coming up in D.C. in a couple weeks, April 6th. Sister Janae, are you on the line?
It needs to be a pile of stuff no more. So we can see the wall and the window and the radiator. Yeah. The shoes are already put away, so it's just a matter of fine-tuning now. Yeah, before it was a monster. Now it's just light work.
One World Warrior, can you mute your line, please, sir?
Yes, I'm mute up. Okay. Sister Janae is not online right at this moment. And if you all had any comments or anything that you wanted to say, any events, upcoming events, and any words of wisdom, perhaps, that we share before we close out for tonight. It's been a lot shared,
absolutely,
and we hope that you all have gained from this experience with looking into the bid for Haiti and looking into the matters of Black Revolution and the problems in our cities and our small townships like Toledo. And we certainly do like what has been said in a way of doing a continued outreach. No network or organization, no institution, no nation, no family is any better than its ability to do effective community outreach is the key. Recruitment is the key to building a great military, building a great community, and then safeguarding and protecting your own vested interests at this hour. For Black Power, Black Power.
Black power, black power.
Black power, sir.
Black power.
Yes, power to the people, always. And so we have two main events coming up after Sankofa and April 6th. We do have Birth of a New Nation that is sponsored and founded coming up in Atlanta, August 18th to the 26th, and where we'll be honoring the royals of the African nation. And if you are a royal, you can also do your genealogy. One of our greatest leaders, Queen Mother Amina Ali, who was a keynote speaker at the United Nations, holding it down for the people. But underrepresented, when I tell you, Black family, we got to show up and show out next March in New York, where we will represent the Black family as they should. It is a drive-by every time when it comes to situations concerning us, and so we have to be proactive in changing the status quo of how we are treated. And our final destinations will be October in Washington, D.C., for the Million Woman World Movement. It's not a march. It is a movement. And where founder Empress Fele Chinesu, since 1997, has gathered millions of women, 2.5 to be exact, to honor them, to bring awareness on our issues, the hundreds and thousands of millions of Black men, women, and children that have been missing over the century without accountability, without a trial, closed cases, cold cases, all on our black bodies. There's no end in sight when it comes to injustice to us. But we definitely could put a dent in the opposition when it comes to accountability. So join us in D.C. October, last week of October, in order to celebrate 1 million, at minimum, black women, and honor also of our black men that will be there in support of this great effort. Because without black men, we as black women, we definitely don't have nothing to look forward to. So we got to support the family structure. Yes, absolutely. And we have to band together and support each other rather than them trying to divide and conquer us as they have tried since the days of slavery. And last but not least, Black Family, on December 10th, we have a huge human rights benefit concert at a location that we will tell you closer to that date. But this is something that is going to be the end cap of what we are to do for 2025 for us, we the black woman, man, and child. And so continue to listen to Black Power Radio every Sunday and Monday at 8 p.m. And we want you to call in at 515-605-9889 and let your voice be heard. We always want to remember from the source from where we came from. And so we are going to remind you of where it all began in 1966. We have a 10-point program in which has a little connotation of the original Haitian Constitution of self-determination. And so we want to remind you that any efforts of change that we need to do has to start with knowing who you are, first and foremost, a freedom fighter in the constant struggle, and a struggle that we are proud to collectively defeat when the time comes. And I tell you, this is the time. If you don't have your ticket for the freedom train, you are assed out. We don't want that, Black family. So what do we want? We want freedom. We want power to determine our destiny of our black and oppressed communities. We're going to change that to black communities because that is synonymous. With our black families' oppression. Number two, we want full employment for our people. Number three, we want to end the robbery of the capitalists of our black communities as they rob us. We are the most consumers, people with no return on investments. That's got to change, folks. Number four, we want decent housing fit for the shelter of human beings. Sounds simple enough. So why is majority of our folks homeless? Why is our veterans specifically not given the resources that they do to fight for a country that can give two shits about us? That literally is where we at right now, Black family. We want education for our people that exposes the true nature of the decadent American society. We want education that teaches our true history and the role of this present-day society. Number six, we want completely free health care for all our people. Medicaid, Medicare, sometimes doesn't cut it. They're cutting our SSIs just because. Just a few things on why we must continue to fight for our own. Number seven, we want immediate end to police brutality and the murder of our black people. Number eight, we want immediate end to all wars of aggression. And that is where we are, Black family. Again, the democratic demons, they have gotten away with murder since the beginning of time. Shall we continue on as spectators? I think not. Number nine, we want freedom for all black people held in the U.S. federal, state, county, city, and military prisons and jails. We want trials by a jury of our own peers for all the people charged with so-called crimes under the laws of this country. Last but not least, we want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, peace, and people's community control of modern technology. And that's how we explained to show your support for our beloved brother Momia, because these are the things that if we had our own in place, it would not get this far. So let's continue to remember, family, that this is not a time for us to be sleeping on any fronts. How you become proactive in this battle is that you identify your local city council in your area. Not knowing how your local town is constructed is going to make it harder for you to be a national, let alone an international effect on the oppressor. So start off small. Start recruiting. Start looking into the youth centers in your neighborhood. That is where our soldiers are fresh for the picking, right there in these youth centers. Many of our young people are homeless themselves. They need somewhere to go. They need a purpose. They need to find out who they really are. We can't be asleep at the wheel, family, when it comes to our youngins. They need to have the torch passed to them in order to successfully secure their land, their freedom, and their self-determination. And that is what we are here to do. So right before that, we also want to round it off with our last birthday wish to our beloved Sheikh Imam Akbar. And I want us to remember that this man here, don't sleep on our national chairman. He has been consistent in the fight for us in freedom or death. And so with that, we must honor our leaders, our ancestors, dead or alive, that are making a difference in our lives. We must continue to carry on that work. And so on St. Patrick's Day, the whitest holiday ever, God saw fit to have one of the biggest and blackest revolutionaries born on that very day. And so even though it has passed last week, we do want to say, happy birthday, National Chairman, and we love you and appreciate you for all the work that you continue to do for us. So no other than
happy birthday.
Then Stevie Wonder can say it better.
Marvin Gaye can probably say it better.
Yeah, he sure can. And he will. In a few.
Uh-oh. I like this one.
And for all those revolutionaries born in the month of March, this is for you. You want to say happy birthday? Joining us today on Black Power Radio, we will be dispelling some more of a Sankofa event this whole week and dispelling some more updates concerning Haiti. But tonight you have the correct answer as to why this tiny free republic has been going through what it's going through. And with that information being said, do something positive with this information and build your team, recruit and organize. And that is all we ask right here on Black Power Radio. So this is yours truly, Michelle Justice, Dr. Tuesday, and your Haitian American Queen right here. My pleasure. Black Power and power to the people.
We thank you all again for joining us tonight. We thank all of you for being here and being Black revolutionaries. We are blessed to have you, and you're blessed to be a part of a network of freedom fighters and longtime freedom fighters, and action for all of those that are in the sound of our voice to stand up for your revolution. You could not sit on your laurels and enjoy what you say, the charity of others. We must be charitable in all of our ways and aspirations towards Black people, and don't let them enjoy the benefits of your sacrifice. But stand up and sacrifice something so you can get a monumental gain in your life, especially at this hour. I think that Queen Jeanette come back, all Black, to the mic, and she wanted to make her announcements, I think, and the events that are upcoming. Black power to the Queen Jeanette out there.
Black power. Can you hear
Black
me?
Black power. General and Vanguard. Black power. Tell us what's happening.
We're gearing up for International Conference. Unfortunately, Dr. Umar Johnson will not be joining us. What we're going to do is we're going to keep it flowing, keep it moving, and we'll book Dr. Johnson at a different date. Scheduling error that occurred. So just let everybody know that Dr. Umar will not be joining us for April the 6th. But moving forward with the Million Woman World March, we'll have plenty other opportunities to
World
have
movement.
Guest speakers. So we are moving forward. We do on Monday night, Reverend Haru Hotep, A.J. Varma will be joining us. Monday night Black Power Radio, as well as Brother Raheem Shabazz, Do For Self, and New Black Panther Party Virginia chapter up and coming. So we got the East Coast New Black Panther Party, as well as the Holy Catholic Church that will be joining us, Reverend A.J. Varma, who was my first spiritual teacher in Greenville, South Carolina. He will be joining us. He's flying from Florida to D.C. in order to come up and be present for the Sankofa Conference. And I'm so glad to have him be a part of this this year's conference so I can pay homage to the people that have helped me along my journey and taught me things that I never would have experienced before if I would have been lost in the sauce like everybody else. So I can thank them. I want to honor them for their work. The mission that they've been on is not in vain because some of us get it. Some of us understand. And some of us are not playing any more games or wasting any more time on frivolous, countless revolutionary talk. We're not just talking over here. These are the people that are doing things that are going to be in this room. And I can boastfully say that because I'm not standing alone. I got all of my ancestors, known and unknown, standing beside me. And they're going to be present. And we're going to pay homage to our ancestors. And we're going to have a good, wholesome fun with each other from my brothers and sisters from the diaspora, from Africa, Cameroon, Ghana, Uganda, Zimbabwe, Angola, Jamaica, every country you can think of where the people look like me and you will be represented at this Sankofa Conference. So I hope that you all have your tickets. There will be no ticket selling in the building at the door. If your name is not on the list, I repeat, you will not get access to the building. And I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll catch you next year when you catch up with us. Because we'll be traveling all over the country. We're going on tour with the Million Woman World March. We're going to be announcing that at the Sankofa Conference. We're going to be launching books Queen Mother Pamela Smith. Her book has been on the shelf since, I think, about the 90s sometime. But her book, we're going to relaunch her book. Mm-hmm. Any of my friends that have books, any of my friends that are artists, any of my friends that are in the music industry, you need to be at this conference because representation for every aspect that you can think of from around the world will be at the Sankofa International Conference. So if you don't get your tickets, you're not doing yourself a service. You're doing yourself a great injustice not being in the room with us. So come at Sankofa with us on April the 6th, 2024 in Washington, D.C. The address is at Petworth Library. If you show up and you don't show up correct, you will be asked to leave the premises. And we thank you so very much for your time, your talents, and your treasures. Bring it all, because we need it all. Until all of us are free, ain't none of us free. So let's keep blacking that call, y'all. Black power.
Black power.
Right on.
Breaking the timely messages and then being consistent across the nation and locally in the surrounding areas in the region and helping to get the message of Black Revolution to the people. And we will be, in all parts of the country trying to get the message out so that we will be, again, recognized for our authority as men and women, as Black men and women, and regaining our proper role in society to be productive as opposed to counterproductive, and to be in a state of preparedness as opposed to a state of non-preparedness. Are there any questions or comments or something that you know should have got said and never got said during this hour? Now's the time for Black Power before we close. Anybody?
Yes, sir.
Must say it.
That's right. We do have a call to action for artists. We're looking for conscious artists, whether you're a spoken word, hip-hop, if you sing, we want to see the talent come up. So we'll have some upcoming auditions for the multiple events that are coming up, but we're looking for the best and the brightest in conscious music to help celebrate the liberation of our people. So if you are someone that does have some talent, you can give us a call at 323-884-8583. Drop your Instagram, Shake would say No Ham, or your Facebook, No Look. However you have your social media, we want to see you display your talent. So if you know of an artist that will be moved, that will help change the hearts and minds of people, elevate our consciousness, we want to hear from them. And we'll give them a shout out as well as we merge into our youth program. We have the Hip Hop Fraternity as well that has the HHF Awards coming up in Atlanta, April. And there it will actually be awarded to some of the internal chapters that we have. We have over 40 chapters nationwide. But we got to clean up our image, family. You know, I want us to start peddling music that really would uplift our Black youth, the twerking and the sexy reds and the sexy oranges and greens. We just had enough of that. We need to have...
Put it back in the trash. It came out of.
Hey, absolutely. And we want to continue to have positive influences on our youth. So we can't be hypocritical to the movement, but music changes lives. It saves lives. We were humming and drumming before songs even became out. We utilize the power of music to communicate, and so it never leaves us. We are the originators of music, so we need to take this industry back as we fight for the royalties for those artists who entered into the industry and fight for our royalties when it comes to our music. As we said, we have given up so much of our talent, and it's been run by nothing but the mother folks. And so that has to stop. Michael Jackson's been trying to say that. Prince has been trying to say that. But when you try to buy your own, yep, they off with your head. Overdose, you know, drowning, as they did with Whitney Houston. We can name a number, one of our legendaries that unfortunately died before they can actually see their royalties in effect in their own family. So we want to pay homage to the greats and cover that with our unnamed talent, which is you. So if you have a phenomenal voice, you want to lend your talent to Black liberation, please continue to listen to Black Power Radio, where you'll hear events of where we are looking for artists to really change the world. And what is your return on that investment? It is absolutely a career in the one thing that you love. So you think about it. All right? So with that being said, again, thank you for listening to Black Power Radio, and where we will continue the case for Black struggle as we listen to our special guest coming up and rounding off in Women's History Month. We are going to have several phenomenal women in the last 2 weeks of Black Power Radio for listening on in. And we appreciate your time and your candor right here.
And you,
that being said, Black Power. Black Power.
You can tune in tomorrow on Black Power Radio, and we'll be here at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We know we have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, and we have also more of what you listen to Black Power Radio for. And we're giving it up for the best that ever did it and all that's been potentially be seen. We know that we are Black Panther. We are the Black Revolution. And we know that our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it best. Oh, my God.
World for us to live in. He gave Things will be brighter. be brighter. but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, he's got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. We can't afford to build our hopes up too high. I wanna the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong.
Miss you, miss you, miss you,
oh Lord,
miss you. fighting with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hand like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you starve a lion. Before the battle, world is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Wet your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance. Without all the wires, when I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the order rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that pot is a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamide. I decide with cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge yard. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my photo first. Why you done that? Make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey post a smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Ain't no stopping now. We're
a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, Comatell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the
blamed. Here, getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watched news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs, some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA, fed kids on a spoon for the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell, broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up, no more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city, building unity with gangs, they working with him. CIA agents, everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody know, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii, and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself, because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on its first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
friend.